You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Ray Zinn, an inventor, entrepreneur, and the longest-serving CEO of a publicly traded company in Silicon Valley. In 2015, he authored Tough Things First to share his leadership, company culture, and other perspectives on building enduring companies. Mr. Zinn, a pleasure to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks, Eric. I'm glad to be with you today.
And we are certainly pleasure to have you as well, Mr. Zinn. So for starters, if you would, tell us, how can entrepreneurs know that they are indeed tackling the tough things first in their respective businesses?
Because it's something they don't want to do. If it's something they'd rather procrastinate, that's generally how they can tell that's the one they need to go after. So you need to, as they say, eat the ugly frog first. And so... the way you can tell that is just when you don't want to do it, that's when you go do it.
Well stated. Now, how can companies truly be employee-centric?
The reason that I started Microel in 1978 to begin with is because I believe that the employee is really the key to the success of the company. A lot of people say that customers are number one. And they are to a certain degree, but if you don't have a focus on your employees, if you don't think of them as number one, they're unlikely to think of their customers as number one. So what we did is really let our employees know that they are the most important thing that we have at the company, and as a result, they were willing to put forth whatever it takes to make the company or help the company be successful.
Now, as you know from experience, a quite common challenge is retaining talent. How can entrepreneurs best retain its top talent?
When you think of yourself, you know, put yourself in their shoes, and when you do that, it'll be clear what is lacking or needed in the company to keep your employees engaged and involved. So, what we did is we had a culture of honesty, integrity, the dignity of every individual. We didn't allow any swearing to take place in the company. That made them feel safe. And then, of course, doing whatever it takes, no excuses. So when your employees know that it's a safe environment, one that feels like home to them, they're going to want to stay and work for you. You don't have to put golden handcuffs on them to keep them there as long as you're honest and fair with them in their daily dealings with your employees. They will stick with you.
Today we are joined by Ray Zinn, author of Tough Things First, which shares his leadership, company culture, and other perspectives on building enduring companies here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, particularly when the company is growing quickly, Mr. Zinn, how can entrepreneurs keep the best tabs on the company culture?
Well, the tough thing, of course, is to keep everything in perspective. Generally, when things are growing quickly and you're focusing so hard on the day-to-day tasks of just running the company. Maybe you're looking for money or you're trying to woo a customer. You tend to get so involved that you'll lose perspective with regard to your people. And the way you keep that energy alive and that vision is by regular communicating with them. At Microel, I held weekly meetings on Friday. We call them our Friday cooperation meeting, and we sat down with the respective departments in a group of about 30 people, And we went over their issues and talked to them about what we could do to help them. And at the end of the meeting, we gave a talk. In other words, about a 15-minute talk, motivational talk to our staff. And once you do that, then that trickles down to the rest of the company. And I had about 1,000 people working for me, and we had regularly, 30 so members of the staff attending this Friday meeting that started at 1 o'clock or 1:30.
Lastly, how should entrepreneurs think about venture capital? What are the pros and the cons in this regard?
Well, I started my career without venture capital, and the reason is because I wanted to own the company. If you are involved with venture capital, ultimately they're going to own the company. And what I mean by that is they're going to have controlling interest in the company. The pros to having venture capital, of course, is you're not going to risk your own money. You're also, as they say, no pain, no gain. So if you're not really at risk yourself, you're more likely to get dismissed. I think, only 1 out of 10 CEOs actually last with the company over 10 years. So the way you want to think of a venture capital is kind of a, hey, I don't want to risk my own assets, and so I'll go out and raise more money. The other problem, or raise outside money, the other problem with the VCs is they are more prone to get more involved maybe than you want them in the company, because they're going to money morning quarterback you. Now, the pros, of course, is they have good contacts here. They've got a good network going, and so when you need help in a specific area, they are there to help you because they want to see you succeed. And but the price you're going to pay for that is you're not going to own the company, and when you don't, then you're at risk of getting dismissed and being replaced.
Well, there is no doubt we could keep you here with us for a long time, continuing this discussion per your expertise and what you bring to the table in all regards. Great value here today, and thanks so much for your time as well. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on your book, Tough Things First, and how to make purchase.
Okay, well, thank you, Eric. The book is available in any of the major bookstores, and, of course, Amazon online. You can find the book. It's called Tough Things First, and it does cover everything that I've learned in running my company for 37 years. We were profitable 36 out of 37, which I think is a record in our industry. The company also, we also have a blog that we do on LinkedIn as well as Twitter. And you can follow us on our website, toughthingsfirst.com is the name of our website. And we answer questions, and if your listeners that has questions that they'd like answered, that we're more than happy to see if we can help them.
And that's certainly a kind gesture on your part. Mr. Zinn, we thank you for your time today on Enterprise Radio, and let's get you back on with us again in the future.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate you inviting me to be with you today.
And it was our honor and pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Ray Zinn, author of Tough Things First, which shares his leadership, company culture, and other perspectives on building enduring companies. And for more information, simply visit toughthingsfirst.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.